Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, Radio Family. This is Sister Glass, and praise the Lord, you were able to join me today. I'm speaking out to my regular listeners, and if you're a new listener, I do welcome you in the wonderful name of Jesus, with that name which is above every name. And on yesterday's broadcast, I began sharing something that's very personal and near and dear to our own hearts, every individual, and that is the subject of dreams, our hopes and desires. I guess you could call this message dreams, visions from eternity. Because you know, beloved, though once we become a child of God and we surrender our lives to the Lord, He begins to place in our heart, in our spirits, visions or dreams or desires, if you will, of things that He would like us to accomplish, and they relate to our divine destiny. Do you know God had a purpose for your life? You know, one of the saddest things in the lives of the unsaved is that they are wandering around without purpose, without meaning in their lives. They're lost. They have no idea the meaning of existence. Is there a God? They have no idea. And they pursue things that the natural man would seek after, but beyond that, they have very little to inspire them and to encourage them and to give them hope and meaning for their lives. But as a child of God, beloved, we are, as we delight ourselves in the Lord, He gives us the desires of our heart. And one way of looking at that beautiful promise is that as we are delighting ourselves in Him, He gives us the desires of our heart. And those, the desires that He places there, are those that are there, are those He actually places there. They relate to the unique purpose for which He created us. And some of us, well, we can be well advanced in years and we feel like, I don't really know God's purpose for my life. But as you walk step by step, holding His hand, fear not, He will direct you. I'm thinking right now of a beautiful story I heard. I think it was the Real McCore. I shared it years ago with UCM Partners, and it was about a dear pastor who many, many years had been faithful in pastoring a church, and eventually he retired, and I believe it was a denominational church, so another pastor came in to take care of the flock, but he felt so unfulfilled in his life. And what he did, he prayed, he sought God, and he, in his 70s, went to, I don't know where he went, to some foreign mission field, China or someplace like that, and for almost a decade fulfilled a wonderful, satisfying ministry of winning souls to Christ. And so, beloved, it's never too late. And as I shared on yesterday's broadcast, sometimes in the varying seasons of our lives, what might be true and your destiny as a young person will change as you mature. Or when you enter your golden years, your senior years, God may then have another plan for that particular season in your life. So, beloved, it's never boring. Walking with God is always exciting and very fulfilling. And so I began on yesterday's broadcast, and allow me to say now, if at any point you miss a broadcast or you'd like to rehear it, I do invite you to go to our website. It's www.unveiledchrist.org, and just click on the radio broadcast, and they are archived there for several years, and you can listen anytime at your convenience to whatever you desire to listen to or rehear. And so, as we were laying a foundation information on yesterday's broadcast, how to make your dreams a reality, and they're very personal and specific to you. First of all, is wise stewardship over your present responsibilities. And I reference that scripture, Matthew 25:21, where the Lord was saying, because thou hast been faithful over a few things, I will make thee ruler over many things. We have to be faithful over what is in our life right now before He advances us to other things. And then secondly, this is very important, we need to confront and renounce sin and disobedience in our own lives. We need to humble ourselves before the Lord, before the Holy Spirit, and ask Him to show us if there's any areas in our lives we're being disobedient, because we have to get out of our lives anything that is robbing us of God's best. If, for example, this is a situation where someone who was anointed of God refused to do that, refused to submit and obey what God had told him. In 1 Samuel, the 13th chapter, verse 13, in fact, let me just turn to that. This is a period in time when Saul had been placed on the throne of Israel, and God had commanded him through the prophet Samuel to do something very specific. And in that 13th verse, Samuel said to Saul, "Thou hast done foolishly. Thou hast not kept the commandment of the Lord thy God, which He commanded thee. For now would the Lord have established thy kingdom upon Israel forever." That was amazing. Think about what he was saying. Another translation says, it was the purpose of the Lord to make your authority over Israel safe forever. But you know what? He refused to obey. He, and God in His foreknowledge, knew that he would be disobedient. That would not be his primary consideration. He feared the people. He had all kinds of excuses. And God at that point had already provided a new ruler that he would establish, someone who was after his own heart, and we know that was the young boy David. And because he had disobeyed, he could have had a line in Israel, according to what the Word of God says, but he disobeyed, and that's a stern warning and a caution for us. And so, beloved, we need to make sure that we're, to the very best of our ability, obeying what God has placed in our, on our heart. And then let's go on to another area that is important in terms of making your personal dreams a reality in your life, and that is to be confident in your faith. And at that point, some of you are just drawing back and you say, "Oh, Sister Glass, that's an area I really feel kind of weak in." Well, I want to encourage you and I want to bolster you and make you assured that you don't have to be concerned in this area, because Romans 12:3 specifically says, "God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith." And one of the things God had gave me many years ago, and I've said this over the years from time to time, you, beloved, have all the faith you need right now. And beloved, if you can get a hold of this, it will be very liberating in your life. You might say, you might look at some of the great feats great men and women of God and have done in their lives, and you say, "Oh, I could never do that. I know I just don't have the faith for that kind of thing." Well, you know what? He's not asking that of you, but there are some things He may be asking of you right now, and you have the faith that is required. You just have to act on it and refuse the assaults of the enemy that would bring doubt and unbelief, because he has given you that faith. Why? Because if He hadn't, He would be an unjust God. He would be unloving. He would be asking you to do something that you couldn't, it would be impossible for you to do. So if it's something He's asking of you, then you know what? He has given you that seed of faith. Even though you feel it might be like a very tiny little mustard seed, do you know what Jesus said? Even if you had faith like a mustard seed, it could move mountains. So, beloved, doesn't that should put a smile on your face and joy in your heart? Beloved Jesus, thank God, He is the author and finisher of our faith. It's not up to us. Doesn't that just cause you to take a deep breath, a sigh of relief? It's not a matter, beloved, of how much faith you have. You can't compare yourself to someone else. You can't look at other people's lives. But, beloved, it's a matter of obeying God. If He's asking something of you, then you know what? You have the faith to do it. Beloved, faith compels ordinary people like you and I to accomplish the extraordinary. He loves to use the ordinary person. He takes the weak things of the world to confound the mighty, foolish things of the world to confound the wise. The eyes of the Lord rove to and fro throughout the whole earth, seeking to prove Himself strong in behalf of those whose hearts are perfect toward Him. Beloved, faith is the ability to believe, and you can do it. The proof of your faith is your pursuit of the unseen. Those visions, those dreams, those wonderful personal things that He has placed in your heart, that He has tailor-made and tailor-designed for your life. You absolutely have the faith. Beloved, what you need to do is refuse every doubt or every spirit of unbelief, those destructive things that will kill and destroy every God-given dream that God has planted within you. Look at what Scripture admonishes us about the dangers of unbelief. We look at the children of Israel as they were about to enter the promised land. Well, they could have, actually. Spies were sent to search out that good land. And they came back and they said, oh, it's wonderful. It's rich. It's a land flowing with milk and honey. But 10 of them said, we can't do that. There are giants there. They're great and walled cities. But Joshua and Caleb were of another spirit. They had faith. And they said, they are food for us. God has given us the land. And so, beloved, God will give you your land if you will say yes to Him. The misuse of faith is doubt. Actually, it's faith in the negative, faith in the scenario the devil is proposing. Constructive faith caused the starving widow to give her last meal to Elijah. That faith caused Naaman to dip 7 times in muddy Jordan. Beloved, faith pleases the heart of God. Well, I could go on for another half hour, but I need to stop and give you an invitation to share those needs. I would be delighted to stand with you for the courage and strength you need to pursue your dreams. The announcer is going to give you our contact information in just a moment. Won't you write? I love to hear from my UCM family and from new members who are listening now to the broadcast. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh,